This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-ravaged Punjab on Tuesday to review the situation. Mr. Modi is expected to gain a clear understanding of ground realities to ensure maximum assistance for those affected. Confirming the visit, state BJP President Sunil Jakhar in a social media post said the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the crisis and is closely monitoring developments. Meanwhile, flood-hit Punjab is slowly returning to normalcy after losing 46 lives and suffering extensive damage to land, property and livestock. In flood-hit Himachal Pradesh, the pace of monsoon has slowed down in the past 24 hours with intermittent rainfall continuing. We have a report.
In recent days, heavy rainfall, landslides and flash floods have severely disrupted normal life in Himachal Pradesh. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, 3 national highways and 866 link roads are still blocked for traffic. These include National Highway 3 and National Highway 305 in Kullu and National Highway 505 in Lahol Spiti. In the upper areas of Shimla district, many link roads remain blocked, preventing apple growers from transporting their produce to the markets. Administrative and police teams are working on a war footing to clear the road. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The Indian Air Force, IAF, has carried out a major humanitarian operation in landslide-affected regions of Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Western Air Command said IAF helicopters evacuated 541 people from Bharmore Chamba sector and airlifted over 10,000 kgs of essential relief material in Kullu and Kishtwar sectors. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Rajasthan till tomorrow. According to IMD, isolated places of Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttarakhand are expected to witness heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 2 to 3 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms from the ramparts of Red Fort on this Independence Day. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of September simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. The GST reforms will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. Our correspondent today takes a look at the reforms undertaken by the micro, small and medium enterprises, MSME.
For e-commerce, the recent GST reforms are helping to ease both making online shopping cheaper and business more competitive. First, the cost of packing materials like cartons, boxes, trays and packing paper has came down. With GST reduced to just 5%, sellers now spend less on each shipment. This is especially helpful for MSMEs and food processing units. Meanwhile, trucks and delivery vans, which is now under 18% GST instead of 28%. This means cheaper vehicles, lower freight rates and more efficient last miles delivery. With Rahisuddin, Ishani Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba today announced his plans of stepping down as the leader of the world's fourth largest economy amid deep divisions within the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP. Mr. Ishiba's position weakened after back-to-back election defeats, with his ruling coalition losing majorities in both houses of parliament. In a press briefing today, Mr. Ishiba said Japan has now reached a deal with US on tariff measures, citing this as a reason for his resignation. A rare celestial event is set to unfold tonight as a total lunar eclipse will be visible in the sky. It will be clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in other parts of Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. According to media report, the eclipse will begin at 8:58 p.m. and end at 2:25 a.m. In archery, India's men's compound team scripted history today by winning its first ever gold medal at the World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. The Indian team defeated France in a thrilling final. Earlier, the mixed team of Jyoti, Surekha, Venom and Rishabh Yadav settled for silver after losing to the Netherlands. And in hockey, India will take on South Korea in the summit clash of the Men's Asia Cup tournament at Rajgir in Bihar at 7:30 this evening. And in the US Open tennis, top seed and defending champion Jannik Sinner will take on second seed Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles final in New York at 11:30 tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.